I met Aubrey Plaza
randomly, like on the street.
I think it was in a coffee shop in New York.
Yeah, he came up to me in line at a coffee shop. Yeah.
I think we were talking about the Farley documentary, which is the last film we did.
I think I was getting a smoothie.
Okay.
And then he told me like that he was a documentary filmmaker, and then
and I just said we should do a film together.
I told him about the basketball stuff, and he just said like, wow, that sounds pretty interesting. And then he just started showing up at our games.
And I talked to Morgan Spurlock, and I was like, we should go check it out. And then before we knew it, we had a whole film. We just followed their season.
My name is Aubrey Plaza. I'm a point guard, usually.
Yeah, hi, I'm Tally Levy Crouch. I am a shooting guard on the Pistol Shrimps.
My name is Melissa Stetton. I'm shooting guard.
I'm Mark Smith, a.k.a. DJ Busy, and I'm a coach of the Pistol Shrimps.
Okay. I am Chris Banger, a.k.a. Chris Banger, coach of the Pistol Shrimps also.
My name is Maria Balsucci, and I am the captain of the team.
We're called the Pistol Shrimps. We play in the L.A. Women's League. We're a really serious basketball team. We love to ball, and we ball hard. No haters allowed. You're either with us or against us. And may God help you if you're against us, because we will dunk on your ass so hard.
Hey, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Welcome to the CISO C Show. I'm Andrew Steven. Last week, I had the privilege of attending the Los Angeles premiere of the Pistol Shrimps documentary. It was held at the theater at the Ace Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. And it was there where I met
Mark. I'm one of the bartenders here at Ace Hotel.
And I overheard him talking about the history of the theater we were in. And so I asked him a few questions.
It's been around a while. It was the original United Artists Theater. United Artists were Douglas Fairbanks, Mary Pickford, Charlie Chaplin. But they kind of created their own independent studio system and realized they needed a way to distribute, so they started building United Artists theaters around the country. But this one here in L.A. was the first one, and it was built in 1927. And so this would be where they would premiere their own movies from their studio. Just a couple of, like, just an interesting visual when you go into the theater itself. It's kind of like Spanish Gothic on acid. It's, like, it's pretty wild architecture. But there are a bunch of frescoes on the walls, and those murals, they look like they're depicting historical events, but all of the main characters in the paintings are the faces of Douglas Fairbanks, Charlie Chaplin, and Mary Pickford. So it's just kind of a way for them to kind of like tongue-in-cheek self-aggrandize in their own kind of cathedral. And it does kind of look like a cathedral. It looks like a Spanish cathedral.
But if we were talking about just the theater, it would be a completely different podcast. Like, I don't know, 99% Invisible, which ironically just held an event at the theater at the Ace Hotel. Anyways, you came here to hear about the Pistol Shrimps. I started out the night talking with Maria Blasucci. So for those who might not know, how did the Pistol Shrimps come to be?
I started them. I started the entire league. There was no women's rec league in the parks department, or not one that enough women were signing up for. And so, I got some girls together and here we are.
Well, I got involved because Maria sent a Facebook message out to me and a few other girls.
This is Molly Hockey.
And said, does anybody want to play basketball on the weekends? We could join a league and we'll get group exercise and get milkshakes afterwards. And everybody was like, okay. And I'd never played basketball before. I did... I played field hockey and lacrosse in high school, but I never got into basketball. I just really wanted to hang out with these cool girls that I was a fan of, and turned out to be a life-changing experience.
Similarly for Melissa Stetton.
I knew Angela Trimber on the team, and she sent out an email to everyone, all bunch of girls, and everyone was like, hell yeah, I want to be on a basketball team.
Had you played much basketball before?
Yeah, I played in high school, but I mean, I'm still terrible.
Yeah. Just not having any friends and wanting to learn how to play a sport.
So you never played basketball before?
No, 5'2". I didn't make modified in middle school. It kind of crushed me, and then, the Pistol Shrimps brought me back to life.
If you've seen this movie, or just lived, you know this feeling that Tally Levy Crouch is talking about. It comes up time and time again in the interviews featured throughout the film and even during the premiere. that there's this bigger desire to sort of be a part of a team. And I guess that's what sports are good at, this sort of para-family that you get to join. And I can only imagine how hard it can be being in an industry town where it's very competitive to stay alive, to pursue your dream. I mean, even Aubrey Plaza shared some of these similar feelings.
I was playing a lot of pickup games, and I just heard that there was a team full of girls, and I just word of mouth, and I just asked if they needed someone else because I thought it'd be more fun to play with girls. And then Maria Blasucci, the captain of the team, let me start coming to practices, and then we turned into the Pistol Shrimps. We weren't the Pistol Shrimps yet.
And as you heard earlier, it wasn't long before this women's league started getting the attention of a lot of people, not just filmmakers, but even before Matt Gourley and Mark McConville, two comedians and podcasters, started coming to the games.
Well, Matt's fiance Amanda's on the Pistol Shrimps team, and he was going to some games, and he thought it'd be cool to do some commentary, even though I don't know anything about basketball. So I'll call my friend Mark, who does, only I don't. And so we both thought, this is a funny idea, let's do it.
And we should note that he's speaking in my voice. He's Mark, I'm Matt. It's like you're doing an audiobook right now. It's amazing.
Isn't this an audiobook?
Chapter one. The beginning. My fiance.
Did you guys think the podcast would get as much momentum?
Let me cut you off there. No, we sure didn't. Absolutely not.
No.
When did you guys first, like, how long was it before you guys first started seeing, like, the listenership grow and all that?
It actually, I would say it happened relatively quick because we had cut our teeth a long time ago on a podcast called Super Ego that took a long time to gain steam. And I think a lot of those listeners just were kind enough to immediately come
over.
Let's
check out the new thing that these guys are doing. Yeah. But yeah, it's been really great. It's alarming in a great way that people are checking it out. Yeah, it's fun.
Well, I just think it was such a powerful women's story to me. Like, I saw these girls create a league in a city where there was no league. And then before you know it, there was 6 teams, 12 teams, 24 teams. And I thought, you know, this is a real powerful women's story. There doesn't need to be any, like, striking evidence of feminism. This is it right here. This is women being role models, and I love that. So I just thought, let's do a sports doc. This is it right here.
There was a game early this season where only 5 of us were able to come, and I was terrified. And I was with my friend Amanda here, and she usually plays like a couple minutes a game. And there was just 5 of us, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't think I was going to be able to make it. And I think it was just one of the most, just an incredible challenge. And we were even ahead for a while. By the end, we were dying and my lungs were burning. I'm like, I think I'm the oldest one on the team. And like, I don't know, I can't do that. But I did it. And it was just an incredible challenge to overcome.
I think like any other great sports film, is when a team wins, a team you're rooting for wins. And honestly, in real life, this is a great thing about this doc, is we didn't know if they were going to win this season or not. We're sitting there in the last moments going, come on, let's hope it happens. And it.
Nope. No spoilers here. You're just going to have to watch it for yourself.
Any last thing you guys want to share? You guys?
I love
check out the
film.
Movie.
Yeah,
it's really fun. It's a cool documentary. I hope people dig it.
Oh, I was talking about Batman v Superman.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet. I'll check that out.
Check out Pistol Shrimps. It's great.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
And always remember,
fuck the haters.
Thank you.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Thanks so much for listening, and thanks to all the Pistol Shrimps for doing what they do. If you want to see the documentary, you can only see it on CISO, so head over to CISO.com. It'll be right there. And enjoy it. Seriously, it was a really good film. It sounds ridiculous, but it is. It is ridiculous, but it's also heartwarming in the best possible way. And if you listen to the show, you know you can follow us on Twitter at CISO Show. That's SEESO Show. We post links, articles, videos, and of course the episodes and everything else that happens while we're working on the show. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.
play is the alley. Ooh, I like the pick.